Catching a sea trout. One fruitless cast, slightly short of perfect, is followed by another where the lure flirts with the overhanging branches at the pool end, and then sinks out of sight before the slow, deliberate retrieve begins. And then a knock, and then, a nanosecond later, a whacking thump, and the spectacle begins as my brain computes what is happening, as the moment I have anticipated since dawn, a dozen hours earlier, arrives. But still, when it happens, my senses are scrambled by the shock of it. My arms and hands fumble to establish control of the rod and reel, which are near ripped from my grasp, as the fish understands, more acutely than me, that the fight is on, and summons all the energy it possesses as it makes for the depths, lunging downwards to the river bed, as I resist its frantic dash, striking hard, setting the treble hooks, rod arcing towards the river, the reels drag screeching. But no sooner I think I know where it's gone than it changes tack and surfaces, skittering across the pool, and I marvel for an instant at its wild, thrashing, tail-walking gymnastic frenzy. Then, before I realise it, the fish plummets down and down, only to turn tail and hurtle skywards at a rattling rate, emerging from the water in a fleeting leap for freedom, an awesome ephemeral display of powerful piscine aerobatics, which ends abruptly when it dives again, lurching one way then the other, and I'm scanning this way and that for where it will appear next, and suddenly it's just a few yards away, surging into the river's edge, seeking sanctuary amongst the tree roots, and my pumping heart tells me this is the decisive moment. This is when I can lose it all, where the fish swaps itself for something gnarled and immovable. And the gamble begins, because not enough force, and it's lost in the roots. Too much, and the hook's ripped from its jaw. So I hold my nerve, pressing my elbow that little bit harder on the rod butt, tightening the line, increasing the strain, ramping up the pressure, and for those crucial seconds the dipping, plunging rod tip telegraphs down the line the news that we're still connected. The hooks are secure, and now the balance of power shifts as I ease the fish, slowly, back into the current, and the struggle resumes, but this time I'm in control, when, without warning, the rod bend eases. It surrenders, and suddenly I see the silver broadside ripple across the water. It's under my boots and in the net, hoisted high above the river's flow, trophy-like, a 3-pound sea trout.